President Trump's executive order restricts travel from 8 nations, 6 of which are mostly Muslim. They include Iran, Libya, and Syria, to name a few. Twin Ports Islamic Center President Ibrahim Al-Kuda says the travel ban turns a blind eye to the plight of refugees from nations like Syria.
Those are the people who are taking their kids and they're trying to save their lives. Those are the people that are just trying to work hard to earn a living. And when you see that our government claiming that they are a threat, that is not true.
The nonpartisan Arab American Institute released a poll this week that says most Americans disagree with the travel ban. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has said the court's decision is a victory for the safety and security of Americans. Lower courts are still challenging whether Trump's executive order is lawful. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.